Take your Bibles, please, and I invite you tonight to turn to Luke chapter 6, one verse, verse 38. Normally, we associate this with the stewardship of giving, but I believe that's much more than that that we need to consider, we need to think about. The title of the message tonight is Give It Away. Give it away. You know, there's some things that you and I need to give away tonight. We need to give away in our life as a believer. Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. Now, I once again say that usually we are thinking about money when we think about that, and that's not bad. That's good. If you give, then God's going to bless it. You give, press it down, good measure, running over. God's going to bless you and honor you as you do that. I believe in the principle of stewardship. How about you? I believe in giving. I believe in giving through the local New Testament church. Primarily, it is the organization that should be given through. We were in Mexico at a missions conference, and I appreciated Brother Mike Patterson saying to the men out there, some businessmen and others, your tithe and your offering should go through your local New Testament church. And that's biblical. Some of you perhaps have not been taught that or trained, or for one reason or the other have not been convinced, but that is biblical. But we are to give. But there are some other things we can give besides money. One of those things is your experience of salvation. You ought to give away your experience of salvation. In John, Jesus healed the blind man, and the Pharisees tried to say that that was demon possession, and that he really was not God, as he claimed to be God, but he healed that blind man. And they took issue with the blind man, and the blind man who had been blind from birth. And so as they were discussing all of that with him, they said, we don't really believe that this is Jesus. And they asked his parents and all of that and came back. And they didn't believe that Jesus had done that. But he said, I can tell you one thing. I don't know who he is. They said, who do you think it was? He said, I don't know who he was. I don't know who you think he was. But I know one thing. I was blind and now I see. How did you get saved? You remember? Can't you tell somebody? Did you know that Mrs. Freehage, I just baptized her, did you know she can immediately become a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. You say, but she hadn't been through the team soul winning class yet. The 10 or 11, 12 weeks of that. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And if you haven't been through it, it doesn't matter in the strictest sense. Can you tell people what happened to you? Can you tell them I was blind and now I can see and Jesus is the one that touched me and healed me? Well, I believe they'll be convinced. And we need to tell how we got saved. People try to make it complicated sometimes. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just tell them, you know, I had guilt. And whatever your experience was, I had guilt. And I knew I was lost. I can give my experience. I can say as a 9-year-old boy, on a Sunday night in a revival meeting, I sensed that I was going to go to hell and I was lost. And I went forward and asked Jesus to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul. And he did, and here I am. Amen. I can tell people how Jesus saved me as a 9-year-old boy. You know what? God bless that. But if you don't tell anybody, God can't bless it. We need to give away our experience of salvation. Everybody in here tonight ought to have a testimony about how you got saved. If not, maybe you didn't get saved. Probably you didn't. If I were to say, let's just have a testimony meeting tonight, we wouldn't have time. We could take time, but you wouldn't be here. And we could start over here and just say, now give your testimony. And people would, I said, just give a popcorn testimony all around this congregation. People would pop up and say, here's how I got saved. It happened on a Sunday night. You remember the little song we sing? It happened on a Monday. It happened on a Sunday. It happened on a Tuesday, so on and so forth. Glory, glory, glory. All of that. Well, we could pop up and say, this is where it happened. This is how it happened. We ought to be able to have a testimony, but your testimony needs to be given away. We need to tell others how we got saved so they too can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to give away our experience of salvation. And then we need to give away our faith. Especially let me talk to you parents that are here tonight. You parents need to give away your faith to your children and to your grandchildren. You need to give away your faith. What do you mean, preacher? Well, you need to live a life by faith and let them know you're living that life by faith. It may be in the area of giving. Talk to them about it and fill out your envelopes with them. Take the little children and train them at an early age to use an envelope. Amen. Get them in the habit of doing it. Get them in the habit of practicing stewardship. And tell them, look, we're giving our tithe, children. We're giving above our tithe. We're giving to missions. And we just want you to see this. And we want you to watch and see how God supplies our needs. One of the joys, I think, of my life and my wife's is that many times we would sit our children down and talk to them, or either in the devotional time, and we would say to them, you know, we have some needs, and we don't have the money for those needs, but we're going to pray to God tonight and ask God to supply those needs. My children, I believe one reason they believe in the God of their father, Nicole and Phil, and my grandchildren, is they know that we've taught them to pray to God by faith and trust God, and they have seen God work in our lives and supply things. We need a car. I can remember numerous times praying, and I've told you some of those stories. We gave to the Lord and put God first in our finances. We needed a car, got on our knees, said, God, we need a car. Now you ought to learn to pray like that, amen? Amen. You think God can't give you a car? Sure, He can give you a car if He wants to give you a car, and you need a car. And I said, Lord, we need a car. I've done that a number of times. My children have seen the evidence in the driveway of going to God in faith, in prayer, seeking God's face and seeing God provide it. One time we needed a dishwasher. We prayed it in. We needed a washer. We prayed it in. We needed some other things. We prayed it in. There were some other things that were going on where we needed help and we needed God to intervene. And God did it. And God's always on time, and God always provides. And we need to talk that up. We need to tell our children, children, live by faith. Amen. I was talking to my daughter the other day, and they've had some extra medical expenses, some other things that have come in because of Kylie's ear problem and all of that. And you know how that can eat you alive real quick like. And I said, Nicole, now you know, don't worry about anything. God's going to supply the need. You and Richie, get on your knees, and I know you will, and you talk to God about it, and then watch God do it, and be thankful to see how God works to provide the need. And you know what? I believe she didn't slough that off. I believe she believed in her heart. That's right, Dad. We saw that happen in our lives when we were at home as children, and I believe God can do it. And I believe, and she said, yeah, Dad, I know, and I believe God will do it, and I'm not going to worry about it. But there's a certain amount of pressure that comes in life. But give your faith away. Give it away to other people. It's not, you have to be careful that you don't brag about something, but that you, the Bible says that we're to be examples to other, even in our giving. Sometimes it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for you to say to another Christian, listen, we tithe and we give so much of our money, not to be bragging, not to be boasting, but to be bragging on God and to set an example and say, I got news for you. God blesses that. And share your faith in what you're doing for the glory of God. And you'll have an impact on somebody else. Give away your faith. Parents, give it away to your children. And know and believe God and let them know that you do. And then give away your confidence in prayer. I preached this morning a little bit on prayer and the prayer in Elijah's life. And Elijah was a praying man and he believed the promises of God. I want to tell you, the Bible is replete. It is saturated with promise after promise after promise to the child of God in relationship to prayer. Call unto me and I'll hear thee and answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Do you believe that tonight?
Yes.
Call on God and he can show you things that you didn't even imagine could come. And the Lord says, if we'll pray effectually, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Ask and ye shall receive. And he that prays and believes, God's going to hear that prayer and answer that prayer. We need to give away our confidence in prayer. I would hate to think of where I would be without prayer before Almighty God. If there's any strength that any preacher, anybody has, it is strength in prayer. That's why I'm always trying to get you to pray for me. My wife probably could tell you that I believe that one of the things that has comforted her heart in our life throughout all of these years of ministry, many years now, is that she knew that I'd get on my knees before God and have a consistent prayer life, and I believe that brings comfort and peace into the life of your mate and those who know you because they know you have a prayer life. Prayer. Give away your confidence in prayer. I believe God answers prayer. I'm not worried about the future of this church. I'm not worried about the financial future of this church. I'm not worried about any of those things. Why? Because my God shall supply all of my need through Christ Jesus. Nothing is impossible with God. He's almighty and he has all power. And friend, as that would be true about our church, in those circumstances it's true in your life, don't you ever give up. You pray with God. All things are possible. All things are possible with God. Philippians 4:13. We can pray and believe in prayer, have confidence in prayer. And then give away your convictions. You do have some, don't you? Do you have any convictions tonight? If somebody walks up to you and said, give me some of your convictions. What are your convictions? What would you say? Do you have any convictions? We should have some convictions about going to church. Amen? That's why you're here tonight. You have convictions about it. We should have convictions about giving. That's why you give. We should have convictions about morality. There's some things that are right and there's some things that are wrong. We should have convictions about what the Bible teaches about morality. Premarital sexual relationship is wrong. Do you have convictions about that, mothers and dads and teenagers? It's wrong, amen? It is wrong, premarital. Extramarital relationship is wrong. We ought to have some convictions about that. It's wrong. We ought to have some convictions about what we read. The psalmist said, I'll put no evil thing, no wicked thing before mine eyes. That means be careful what you watch on television. Mothers and dads, do you have convictions? Do you know what your children are watching? Do you monitor all of that in the internet and everything? Do you have convictions about it? You ought to give away your convictions and have some and give them to your children. Be kind about it. Be loving about it. But we need to give away our convictions. In our church, we have some convictions. We believe that if a deacon's going to be a deacon, he ought to meet the requirements. Amen? We just believe that. We don't believe you ought to put a deacon in a position to be a deacon just because he's popular or he gives a lot of money or anything like that or because he's successful in business. That's not why you make a man a deacon or a trustee in a church. It's because we have some convictions and we believe what the Bible says about them. And the men we have that are deacons, they're not perfect. They're just like me. They're not perfect. But bless God, they have some convictions. And they have some things that we expect out of them, and they are adhering to those things. And we have a right to expect it, amen?
Amen?
Our church ought to have some convictions about separation. We have some ecclesiastical convictions. And I've told you before, and I know people think that I'm negative, and sometimes they'll leave church, no doubt, and talk about it and say, well, he just always preaches hard and always preaches negative and always tells us how bad we are and how we ought to straighten up and all of that. Friend, I'm usually just preaching the next chapter or the next few verses that's in the Bible. I'm just usually following what God leads me to do. But we have some convictions and we ought to stand by those convictions as a church ecclesiastically. And I'm not You can do it if you want to, and you can criticize me for doing it, but I'm not going to put my stamp of approval on a liberal denomination. I don't care who's in it, who's involved in it. If they're liberal, they are liberal, and I'm going to have some conviction and say, we're not going to endorse that. We're not going to endorse that. You, because you failed maybe to give the convictions and the right teachings and you've let it slip out of your family, you go ahead and endorse it. Friend, I'm not going to do it, and I pray to God you won't do it. You'll say, this is right, salvation by grace, baptism that is by total immersion, one way to be baptized, that we have convictions about this book, that this is the inspired and inerrant word of God. We don't believe that it's inspired in spots. We believe that every bit of it, from Genesis to Revelation, every word for word, verb or plenary, all of the Bible is the Word of God. We have convictions about that. We don't believe baptism saves. My wife and I saw in the front of a Catholic church yesterday, it's still there now, but you can't see it tonight. If you want to drive by tomorrow, you can see it, over in Burleson, and it says basically this: salvation by baptism. It's very clear. It's right there on the marquee. Oh, no, friend. Salvation is not by baptism. And I'm not going to fraternize or run around with somebody that doesn't believe the Bible, doesn't believe in salvation by grace alone. And I'm not going to fraternize or run around with somebody that doesn't believe in the security of the believer, because the Bible teaches we're secure and saved once and forever in the Lord Jesus Christ. You just better be sure you got saved the first time, that you really got the real thing. You see, we ought to give away our convictions. Don't be ashamed of your convictions. I have a conviction that the local church is an institution God ordained and set up, and that all the money, as I said earlier, should go through here. I saw the look on some of your faces. Oh. And sometimes there are businessmen and people who like to usurp the authority of the local church and get the glory because they give all around that and outside of that. And I know I've read, don't tell me, well, Dr. Rice, now I read his books and I know what he believed. And I'm telling you that the church is the storehouse, and you're to bring your tithes and offerings into the storehouse. Amen. See, some people want to be independent of anything and everything and all things, so they're going to do what they want to do. Besides, often it brings a lot more personal glory when that's done. And then we need to give away our concern for souls. Now, you cannot give away, I've learned a long time ago, you can't give away something you don't have. We were at that missions conference, and man, you talk about needs. All the needs that our missionaries have, and if they just had the money to do certain things. Brother Lyle McCoy needs a truck. That old truck he had, 200,000 miles on it, won't run. He's had it fixed and repaired and repaired. He goes up into the mountains. And I said, Brother Phipps was often sitting by me and Carolyn on one side in those meetings. And brother, did we sit and sit and sit. I have more sympathy for you. I might quit early tonight after all the preaching that I had during those. It was a great revival time. But I would lean over to Brother Phipps and I'd say, I wish I was a multimillionaire. And he'd say, man, I wish I was too. And we'd give money to help him out. We can't give what we don't have. We could give what we do have. And that's what God expects. And give out of, not out of the abundance, but give sacrificially to God. But listen, if you don't have a concern for lost souls, you're not going to give it to anybody else. I hope, I don't know. I don't know if I've convinced people of this or not. I hope that every member of this church who knows me knows that I care about people getting saved. That's why team soul winning. That's why we have to, it'll probably start fading out. That's baptistic, you know. And I'll have to come up with something else later and have another banquet and get people involved again. Would to God we'd just stay involved. That there'd be a broad nucleus of people in our church that would care enough to come out and knock on doors and visit new moves and visit prospects and others that are out there and just go door to door, house to house, the Bible way, two by two, like the Bible said in the book of Acts. That's the main way. That's the best program that God has. I would hope that we would be able to have a concern for souls. I hope I can articulate. I hope I can get that across to my people that I care about souls, and I do witness to people, and I try to bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't always have the success I want to have, but bless God, every week by His grace I try, and I could improve, I could do better, and I'm trying to do better all the time for the glory of God. We passed out tracts in Mexico like crazy, Spanish tracts. I couldn't read a word of it. Passed them out. You know what? It's wonderful over there. They thank you for them. You'll never see them throw them down. They'll thank you. The maids thank you. The guys that are at the elevators thank you. The waitresses and the waiters thank you. And people on the streets thank you for giving tracts out. And all the preachers and missionaries, we gave out thousands of tracts where were we? Acapulco. No, I didn't go to the beach. No, I didn't have time. No, it wasn't a pleasure trip. But we were there on business for the King. Amen. God help us. Do you have a concern for souls? I know people they say, well, can't he preach on anything else but soul winning? Can't he preach on anything else but souls? Friend, let me ask you something. What's more important than that? Would you give me one thing that's more important than having a broken heart and burden for lost people who need to come to Christ, just like we've seen others come to Christ this morning? Do you have a concern for the lost? Then bless the Lord, give it away. Let others know about it. And do something about it for the glory of God. There are some things you ought to give away. Our experience of salvation, faith, confidence in prayer, convictions, and a concern for souls. Let's stand. Heads are bowed a moment, and we're going to have our invitation. Now listen to me. If you're not saved, you can't give away your testimony, your experience of salvation, because you've never been saved. Now most everybody here on Sunday nights trusted Christ, but there may be one. By the way, you need to be sure that you really have been saved. There may be one. Would you come tonight and ask Christ to come into your heart? And may I ask you, are you giving away these things? Do you have them to give away? If not, come and get them tonight. Come and make some things right about prayer and about faith and all of these things that I've mentioned. And then by God's grace, say to God tonight, I'm going to give away my testimony more than I've been giving it away. I'm going to give away my example of faith more than I've been giving it away. I'm going to give away my convictions. I'm going to do these things for the glory of God. Father, we thank you for your word. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Help us to give away these things and some other things. And oh Lord, I pray that you'd bless our testimony, our life of faith, our convictions, our concern and compassion for lost souls. May you speak to our hearts tonight and help us to be willing to say yes, Lord. Come to you and say yes, Lord. I have some things I need to be giving away and do a better job than I've been doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.